Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Welcome, welcome, buzzers. I don't know how, but we are already at episode 7. Tell me the truth. And that's what we want Sophie to do with Kate. Tell her the truth. Just tell her you love her. I mean, you know, we're going to talk about that right now.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
begin. I mean, it's always a party over here when we're talking about Batwoman with all of you guys, right? We have a fantastic show planned for you, great conversation. But first, let us introduce ourselves. My name is Ali Kona Bradford. I am your hostess with the mostest for today, joined by the wonderful Jolene Lanza.
Hello, you guys. I'm so glad to be here, Ali Kona. And we're just us two.
I know.
So intimate and quaint.
So romantical. And of course, just you two as well, because you're always hosting with us. We're lucky to have you. So join us in the chat room live. If you can't do that, it's okay. You can leave comments below. And we still love those too. But make sure you hashtag everything ABTV Batwoman on social media.
Yes.
So getting into the truth. So much, but that's going to be such a juicy conversation. I'm going to hold off on that one.
Okay.
Real quick. Overall, how did you feel about this episode?
There was a lot in this episode. We're introduced to, I feel like, a lot of characters, a lot of things. It's a lot to process, but I liked this episode a lot better than last week. But I feel like this episode was just doing a lot. Can okay. I say a lot again? A lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
That's a lot. I wasn't mad at the a-lotness. Mm-hmm. I thought we got a lot of history. Oh, yes. A lot of history, but that was good. We needed that. I know a lot of weeks that we've done the hashtag who I love to hate, which mm-hmm. I sort of carried into this show from Arrow, but a lot of times it was Sophie. Either it was from me or from somebody else. And so hopefully this will clear up some who I love to hate, and maybe people won't hate her as much. Who knows?
Yeah,
well, maybe they will. Who do we have in the chat?
We have so many people in the chat. Shout out to Morris, Hayward Wong, Gracian, and two Ivan Sotos. I wasn't going to mention it, but I'm mentioning it. One's real, one's fake. They don't care about either. No, just kidding. Welcome, welcome, Ivan. Welcome.
Ivans. Welcome to
welcome, Ivans. And Aurora. Shout out to Aurora. Hey. And everyone's saying Ali Kona rules.
Oh, hey, you're thanks. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Cool. So first thing, let's talk about Alice, because again, yes. There's some good stuff in this episode. Oh my God. But Alice goes and she's hiring. I'm trying to figure out what is going on in her mad tea party mind, mm-hmm. being real, because okay, she's hiring these people to yes. go kill some scientists that know mm-hmm. how to make this gun so it can be a one of a kind. Okay.
Yep. So the last of the one of a kind knowing gun makers will be right. dead.
Right. Mm-hmm. But, okay, what both of us actually were talking about during the commercial break is the fact that the rifle had said something about her betraying Safly.
Sophia?
Oh, I heard it as Sophia. He said it so fast.
We had to go back.
Rewind and play. Yeah.
He said it like we should know.
Right.
And maybe we should.
Maybe we should. maybe we're mm-hmm. having a brain fart. Yes. So if we are, you co-hosts in the chat, please remind mm-hmm. us. But anyway. Go ahead.
No, so she's killing everyone who knows how to make this gun.
Right.
And then selling the gun. But altering the gun.
Right. Well, it's just interesting to watch how her mind works, because obviously she's been through a lot of ish, mm-hmm. which has caused her to be a little deranged. We love you, but deranged.
I love it.
And so in her mind, she's like, okay, it's cool. We shot at Batwoman, which yep. she presumes to be his cape, but no big girl. You'll be fine because I switched out the ammo and mm-hmm. it's not going to penetrate the suit. Like,
I love you.
I know. And I'm going, so that's how you show your sister some love. I'll shoot you, but don't worry. We're going to spare your life. Just some broken ribs. No way.
Well, maybe she was thinking the suit would completely protect her. I thought it was a sign of true sisterly love, the best way Alice could show it.
In I'm gonna shoot she's, at you. Yes. Sisterly love.
Well, first she obtains the gun that could kill her sister. Then she kills everyone who knows how to remake that gun. And then she alters that gun, but still makes a profit, right? She sold it, right? Or whatever. So, I mean, it's pretty sweet. If you think in Alice terms, it's a really sweet message that she loves her sister.
I love the way that you said that. That was sweet. So kind of her, isn't it, guys? Anybody in the chat recognize who it is that she betrayed?
Sophia, Safia, S-A-F-I-Y-A-H. And I'm pronouncing that incorrectly, I'm sure, but that is who it was.
Her history, do we know?
Oh, her history. I'm not sure about her history. If you guys know her history, let us know in the chat.
It's hard, you know, CW, we're talking about this too in the break, how they're doing a combination of creating new characters, but at the same time, obviously using some old characters, throwing some Easter eggs in for the comic book fans, which is pretty cool.
Yes.
But then when you have such a quick name drop like that, for me, I'm always like, okay, let's make sure we Google in case I missed something, forgot something.
She's in the comics. I'm sorry to interrupt you, Alicona, but she's in the comics and is the ex-girlfriend of Kate. Yes, I did read about this from the in the comics. So it would be interesting, they were saying, when they actually meet, knowing, so Kate's sister, Alice, works for Kate's ex who wants her dead.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, did that make sense, what I just said? So it's her ex in the comics.
Wow. Yes. I mean,
sounded like Saffron, people were saying. Like, that's how
it sounded like Safly when he said it. So I don't know. It's too fast. But regardless, you and your ex had some serious turmoil. She wants to kill you. She wants you dead now.
Right? What happened? It's almost like the real life story we were reading with the Veronica's ex in real life to Ruby Rose. So there's some drama. Bless her drama.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well. Speaking of drama, I do want to get into like the biggest topic, which I feel like a lot of the show centered around, which was Sophie.
Yes.
And Sophie's backstory. I'm curious to know how you feel, and also you at home, if you have a little bit more of an understanding. Patience. Do you have more patience for her? That's a better way to ask.
No.
okay.
So quickly. I do understand what the writers are trying to do with giving her the story of, obviously, Kate comes from privilege, so Kate can lose her position. It means more to Sophie. She has to take care of her family and all that, but I still don't think that necessarily explains why she's so quick to sell her out to her dad, why she's so quick to just completely wash out their relationship, why she lies to her husband, Tyler. There's just so many characteristics of Sophie's character that are still very unlikable.
Okay.
To me.
Okay. No, and that's okay. I feel like the same, but I have a little bit more of an understanding from her, because if you put the shoe on the other foot, she is feeling this pressure to... Her career is very important to her. Her livelihood is very important to her. Not to say that her love isn't either.
Yes.
But she just does a lot of things out of fear. And in her mind, she genuinely, honestly thinks telling her father is what's the good thing. It's not like, I'm trying to be malicious, I'm trying to sell you out. She doesn't want her to die. And she thinks that Kate can't handle herself.
But also, it contradicts what she thinks, though, I think, because she also, like, believes she's this badass, and she has this one moment in the episode at the military academy where she's like, Kate Kane is the best thing that ever happened to this school, and I'm taking her medal, and there's one tear falling down my face.
Yeah.
So she knows she's capable. She knows Kate's this badass beast, that she's so capable. So why she's ratting her to her dad? She's like, I can't lose you. Well, you already lost her.
Right. But it's one thing. No, it is one thing to argue to somebody who's in charge of the military, who's ripping down a medal, about how wonderful this person is, how great she is. Mm-hmm. She's had an influence on everyone, every life that she's touched. And it's another thing to think of that person in danger with other people out to shoot them and kill them, with Kate in the suit who she thinks is bulletproof and really is not bulletproof, but doesn't have that knowledge yet. So I think all that sitting on her chest, she feels like, okay, let me at least alleviate some of the danger to let your dad know, because he's after you too. And maybe your dad could actually protect you from whoever this third party is that now has this ammo and gun. Yeah.
No, I totally understand where you're coming from. I just think, still in my head, I'm like, it's still lame. And it's very, from like the feminist perspective that is really being pushed in this series, for one of the women to rat the other one out to her daddy, who her dad clearly doesn't know what's going on ever in right. his own life or even right. in The Crows.
Right.
So that to me, her character is very contradictory, I think.
Yeah.
You know, one minute I'm like, okay. And then she does something like, why the hell did she do that? It's just the ultimate killjoy.
I was definitely ticked off at her for coming back to her husband. Like, you went in there to talk to Kate with the medal, with the intention of not forgiving her. You have shame on you. But with the intention of apologizing and confessing basically her love, because she had sat there and told Tyler, there's this thing is still there. I need to go explore it. She goes to explore it, gets shut down, and then comes back to Tyler like, you're the only one that I love.
Also, why ghost her like that? Not even ghost, but why? Okay, when it came down to the military thing and Kate's dad talked to her about, you know, you don't want to sign that, like, or you do want to sign that. That was the thing, right? You do want to sign that. Why not give her a warning? Be like, here's the deal. I can't lose this. I love you, but I can't lose this. You come from this place of privilege. Why not? If you love that person, why not explain that? It just doesn't make any sense why she would dump her and then also lie to her. It just, Sophie lies all the time. So she wants to be the good guy, but she's constantly lying to cover her tracks. So I'm just so conflicted with her character as a whole. And also, why can't the writers write it so that she's progressing somewhat, like when they were in the restaurant? Why couldn't she have in that moment found her voice, at least for like the gay community, at least for herself, to say, but that's wrong.
But no. But she's not. And I'm not like fending for her. Mm-hmm. The only thing I'm doing is, this is what I think the other perspective
is. I love it.
But
I
it's
love
not
it.
That I agree with it. But I think from her perspective too, she's still not comfortable in her own sexuality. Mm-hmm. In public. In private, of course. But in public, she still doesn't know how to handle herself. Mm-hmm. And she's been brainwashed in some senses by the military of what being out will do to you. How people feel about you. That's not a general consensus. That's the military. But at the same time, it's still now embedded in her to be self-conscious about it.
Yeah, she's conditioned to feel that way. And then also she gets that reaffirmed through her own family with her mom.
Right.
Because everyone's like, oh, your mom. Yes.
But on the other side of that, what I love so, so much about Kate is that she's so comfortable in her skin. She knows who she is. And she's not afraid to be who she is. Mm-hmm. Which, granted, in part is because her family accepts her for who she is. One of the things that her dad said is that she will go in there, she'll go in that courtroom, and she will go blazing.
She'll reckless.
Right, passionate. Because that is who she is, and that's why I love her. Well, unfortunately, Sophie didn't have the luxury of having a parent that feels the same way about her.
Also, how crappy of Jacob to basically plan your daughter being dumped. Like, why he's stepping in that much? And he was so casual about it. As he sat there with Sophie, he'd be like, well, you know, Kate's reckless and very passionate, and that's going to happen, but you should stay in school. Dump my daughter. Right. After she just says, well, I love your daughter.
I don't think he was doing that, though. I think that because they were together for 3 years, and I'm assuming Dad knew about for the entire 3 years. Mm-hmm. So for him, I think he was treating Sophie like a second daughter. You're my daughter, who is the conservative daughter who maybe comes from this background. My daughter is this. Mm-hmm. I love you guys both for who you are, but I'll just let you know the decision is up to you. But what Kate told you is not right. Mm-hmm. You will lose your career. And if that's something you're willing to lose for her, do your thing, boo-boo. But if not, just know you're giving up your career.
That's why I feel like Jacob, I can't get on board with Jacob, because I feel like he really wants Sophie to be his daughter. Because why he would step in like that? No matter what, Sophie's not your daughter.
Right.
Kate's your daughter. You should not, if you see your daughter truly happy, you should fight for that happiness and not fight against it and fight into this awful system, don't ask, don't tell BS.
Right. No, he should definitely. I don't know what his role is, if he was really involved in the military where he could do something like that. But again, I don't think he was doing that to divide them. I don't think he was doing that to hurt Kate. Mm-hmm. I think he was just giving you my honest opinion, just so you know, you might not be in the military anymore after this. In fact, you won't
be. You won't, because I know for a fact,
Right. So it's a fair warning. Again, not standing up for him, just saying there's just two of us.
The other side, exactly.
If we're both like, uh-huh-ing, then this doesn't make a good conversation. Mm-hmm. So,
it's very true to Jacob's character, is that he's always making the wrong decision for his daughters, and he's never truly there for him, what I've seen so far in this series. So.
Right. I don't know. Like I said, I don't think he was doing it to hurt her. I think he was like, hey, just giving you a piece of information. Do it what you want with it.
break my daughter's heart.
Yeah, I don't think he wanted that either. But anyways, yeah. I digress. Mm-hmm. Point is, just that's that.
Yeah.
Going back to the restaurant, though, I liked the way that Kate handled. Well, first of all, in 2019, in a big city, mm-hmm. you really have someone discriminating against you in a restaurant.
I know.
Like, unfortunately, maybe in a podunk town. Mm-hmm. And that's no offense. I've come from a small town, so that's no offense to anybody in a small town. But I've also traveled all over America, and I've seen some different things, and I've seen some very closed minds and been like,
yeah,
whoa, this is not 50 years ago. This yeah. is today.
Well, and I think I believe it for 2019 because we've regressed quite a bit as a society, unfortunately. So, and that's also been, people have been encouraged to be that right. way and now don't sell cakes to gay couples and things like
what?
That. So, oh yeah.
That's a thing?
Oh, that's a thing. That's a news. That's like in the news. People, companies saying, I don't want to have to bake a cake for a gay wedding.
All right, get and the hell out of here. Decide,
yes.
Mm-hmm. GTFO.
Yeah. So, I mean, I did like how that does speak true to you would think it's 2019, that's not going to happen, but I think you would talk to people in the actual LGBT community who would say that
happens.
That happens.
Right. I mean,
not saying you didn't
no,
say
no, no,
but,
no.
Yeah.
No, I'm just, that just makes me very upset. I know. And I'll get on my soapbox and get off of it very quickly. I will just say this. What someone's doing to live their best life and being happy has to do with you is beyond me. How mm-hmm. somebody loves is none of your business as long as they're mm-hmm. not hurting other people and they're not hurting you. So why do haters or whomever feel yeah. the need to criticize somebody else when their own life probably yeah. is not?
It doesn't affect you.
Be nice, people. Just be nice to everybody. Goodness gracious.
Yeah, so it was nice to have a moment in the series where, you know, we saw, and me and you were talking about this, and I really think this is where Ruby Rose starts to shine because it's so true to her character to be that fighter and stick up for her community. So it's nice to see that
yeah.
in her acting.
Well, even better, and this is like the writer thing, but the fact that they had her at the very end of the episode, she bought the building across the street from the Italian restaurant yep. that discriminated against her and hung her flag, and I thought it was just gonna mm-hmm. be that, but the fact that she has plans to open a gay nightclub
bar.
I'm like, you go
it.
Girl.
I can't wait.
Yeah,
and then obviously she's gonna have her sister do the decorating, she called
which was
it
awesome.
Mm-hmm. I know, I loved their relationship this episode and how despite the divorce they still want to make it work,
right?
And they're not divorcing.
No, and it's very great. Much Mary though, very mm-hmm. I love that Mary is so passionate about the fact that. And she's mad at her mom. Mm-hmm. I have a sister, and it's taken us 5 years, and then you just come and tear us apart with your yeah. dumb
with your bone
shit.
Lies, your lies about her dead sister,
right?
Catherine, you horrible,
right? Oh. But yeah, I gotta love Mary for still wanting to yeah. keep everything together. And I forget sometimes that she doesn't know that Kate is Batwoman.
Which she walks in this episode and walks into Julia and
right.
and it's just like, oh, hey, and there's, like, the secret door, and then never asked anything else about
right.
it. I'm like, no, Mary.
Right.
She's close.
Yeah,
She's
I wanted close. Her to find out.
Yeah, I do, too.
Really quick, before we move on, I just want to thank everybody who is listening. If you're not able to view us, that is okay, because you're probably on iTunes, and that's great, too. So if you could leave a comment, subscribe, rate us. We like 5 stars.
We really
nice
do.
Nice sound effect. But you are the reason we are able to do what we do, especially when you do leave reviews and comments and all that good stuff. It pulls us to the top, and then we're easily searched. So all these magical sounds, I love it. But you are the ones that are helping us become the ESPN of TV talk.
Yay.
There we go.
Claps.
I want to invite you to engage with us. Now, let's also talk about the other past lover.
Ooh, there's so True. Many lovers. I love that.
Well, I mean, she's owned who she is since she was a kid, so
yes.
she's got the same amount of relationships.
Mm-hmm.
But I felt really bad for Kate because of the fact that this chick, Julia, is like, oh, by the way, I'm sorry, so I kind of lied to you.
Bruce sent me out here to check on you because you got expelled from military school and, you know, your love of your life broke up with you because your dad encouraged it. I'm sorry, I'm pushing that again, that narrative again.
No!
But So, yeah, I mean, poor Kate. And she, like, here's the thing. Kate and Julia had some chemistry.
Oh, definitely.
I wanted to like see that happen more than I want to see Kate and Sophie. Does that make me a horrible Batwoman person? But I want to see that happen.
Yeah.
I want Sophie to just be happy with Tyler, and then we can see maybe some Julia.
I don't think she's ever going to be happy with Tyler. She'll be content. But Julia,
yes.
Like, so I'm like, have to Julia did say that she had actual feelings, even though Kate was like, yeah, but you totally played me. Like, you were faking it. Yeah, I probably should have said something like when emotions got involved, but I did have feelings. Mm-hmm. Obviously not that deep of feelings.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's all. That's my two cents. Now, do you want to give us a little bit of some?
Yes. So we have a little backstory with Julia Pennyworth because I wanted to know more about it because I'm obviously not a big comic book person, but I'm really getting in to Batwoman. And so I want to understand it more. So Julia Pennyworth, of course, I have it pulled up here. So they have actually, there's been two takes on her as Alfred's daughter in the comics. The first was Julia Remarque, maybe that's how you spell her last name. It looks spelt French, you know. Oh, I got the Remarque. Thick Midwestern tongue. I don't know how to pronounce it, you guys. Mm-hmm. Made her debut in Detective Comics number 501 in 1981, the daughter of Alfred Pennyworth and French heroine Mademoiselle Marie. Julia was actually raised by a friend of her mother's and was unaware initially that Alfred was her father and instead believed him to be her mother's killer.
Wow.
Layers. Okay. This version had something of a relationship with Batman, Bruce Wayne, but was erased from existence due to Crisis on Infinite Earths. Okay.
Oh.
But a newer version of Julia Pennyworth, and presumably the version Batwoman is leaning towards, appeared in Batman Volume 2, number 28, in April 2014. This version was at one point an agent for the Special Reconnaissance Regiment before assisting with the Bat family as a mission control figure. In comics, she also helped Batwoman in a mission to track down and stop the spread of monster venom bioweapon, as well as the hunt for the terrorist group, the Many Arms of Death, is a lot, who was behind the sale and distribution of monster venom and other weapons. So Julia has a past.
I like Julia.
I like Julia, too. I want to see more of Julia. I thought the actress who played her did great.
Yes.
I liked it. I loved it all around.
Curious, what's going on in the chat? Co-host, I apologize. It's been a few minutes. So let's get to you. Opinions, thoughts.
Elizabeth is saying, Julia works for SRR. Someone said, yes, Jolene. I don't know what I said, but thank you. And then we have a lot. Ivan Soto, either the fake one or the real one, said, I ship Julia and Kate. So oh, nice. I ship them too. I ship them hard.
Julia and Kate, that'd be
Julia Pennyworth.
Juate.
Oh, you're Juate? Thinking of their little
Kaulia?
Kaulia.
Kaulia. Okay, Queen Kaulia.
Jay says I ship Kate one night standing every hot chick in Gotham.
LOL. Oh, okay.
Okay, well, whatever. Yeah. So the rifle, Ivan said the rifle is part of the many army or the many arms of death. So that's where the rifle comes from. And okay. We just spoke about the many arms of death. See, we have a lot of studying that we're doing to keep up with this.
Well, you guys are so knowledgeable. You guys are smart. You're super helpful on all of that. I want to go back to, just remembered, when we were talking about Sophie. Mm-hmm. Sophie was like a big part of this episode.
She was huge in this episode.
But when she did come back to confess her love to Kate, because we were talking about the acting, mm-hmm. I thought that Kate did a really great job. Ruby Rose did a really great job in that scene. It was very heartfelt. I was very sad for her when she opened
the
box.
Gave her
the
medal.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was rough. That was rough. There were tears.
Yeah, well, I mean, Kate finally came to the conclusion. Well, I like that there was honesty there, because mm-hmm. that can be really hard to admit to somebody.
For Sophie the liar.
Well, that too. But I mean, for Kate, like, put yourself in Kate's shoes. You're mm-hmm. approaching somebody that you've been in love with for so long. You are still not over them. They're married. Yeah. Like, there's all these things going on. And so this person walks into a room and you just decide to be honest. And in that situation, sometimes it's hard to be honest. So to mm-hmm. make yourself completely vulnerable, take away your ego and say, I am not over you.
But we'll go with what you said before, Sophie, and we'll keep our distance.
Exactly. That's hard. It's hard to, A, admit the truth. I still love you, like, after mm-hmm. all these years, because in some cases you feel stupid saying that to the person. Mm-hmm. And then to be strong enough to say, but because I still love you,
yeah,
we just need to, let's separate ourselves, because I don't think being around you is going to make it easy for me to get over you. And obviously you have your own shit that you're dealing with.
Yeah.
And having me involved makes it complicated, especially with my dad. So let's just do our thing.
I wish that's very difficult. I just wish the writers would show us what it is that Kate actually sees in Sophie. Can you think of anything offhand? They've been so different. We saw them together, like, making out in sports bras, getting all sexy. But other than that, what is it about Sophie that they connect on? Because where they stand on things seems so different. Their backgrounds are different. What do they have in common that brings this great love together?
I think we'll get that in flashbacks. Okay. I think that Kate and Sophie were two totally different people when they met.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that Sophie deciding to do her thing, and once she decided, she went nose deep in it.
Yeah.
You know, because she was hurting too, but her way of dealing with it was she chose her career, so I'm just going to go 110% into my career. I'm going to be a part of Crows. I'm going to do all mm-hmm. these things. And so, yeah. That's all.
And poor Tyler. Tyler's just like, what's going on? I mean, just think, you marry someone and they didn't tell you about their most significant relationship outside of you. I mean, I'm married, and if my husband didn't tell me that, I'd be asking all kinds of questions and I'd be questioning my decision to even get married.
But is that because of the fact that he had a serious relationship before you, which you cannot be mad about because he didn't know you, or because of the fact that it was with somebody of the same sex?
No, because he lied.
About?
She lied. She withheld information. When you go into a marriage like that, mm-hmm. you know about each other's past. You share things. And she continues to lie to him, even when he's like, oh, do you know Batwoman? No. Oh, who just messaged you? Oh, I have to run an errand. So, I mean, like, marriage is hard enough, and you bring lies and mistrust into that. And, like, I know all about my husband's past. Not mad about it. That gets me to know how he got to me,
right,
to where he is today. So it just seems very juvenile, very immature for Sophie to just continually lie to this man. What's the point?
Her, again, not standing up for her, but based on what she said in the show, part of it was her mom.
Yeah.
And not wanting her mom to find out. Now, granted, when you get married to somebody, you should trust them with your secrets. Yeah.
Why should he suffer for her mom? Not putting you on the spot.
I don't know.
You answer for her mom right now.
Yes.
But that's where I struggle with Sophie's character, because she's very one-dimensional in that way, and she's constantly contradicting herself. So,
oops, sorry. It's magical.
What was that magic?
Oh, nothing. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. I just think that she was a different person in the past, and then she changed.
Well, this is interesting. Logan Knight just said, I'm on Kate's side since I've been in her shoes before, where a girl breaks your heart, then pretends to be straight by being with a guy. Opposites attract.
That chance. Too. So. Well, I think, look, when you pretend, I mean, we don't know. We don't know if Sophie is bi or if she is just faking the funk to try to fit in. But if she is faking the funk, then that's like some serious emotional issues and some serious, like,
for
you need
3 years,
to own
it, yeah.
Love yourself, and figure out how to deal with your parents, which is not easy. Easier said than done.
Mm-hmm.
But ouch.
Yeah. I just would love to know what. I would love to hear maybe from Kate what she loves about Sophie, what she can't live without, what she can't get over.
I don't know, but you know, irrelevant to that, because I think, again, we're going to find out more about the relationship possibly if we dive into it. It's going to be through flashbacks. But in the flashback, Kate looks so adorable, like with her hair and all combed back and cute. And I was like,
so groomed.
I know. That's not where I was going with this conversation. It was just a side thought. There was like one last point that I was like, I'm going to bring this up and then we can talk about some other cool stuff. And then I don't know.
Okay. Looks like other people in the chat, like Black Magic 99 says, she's shown no growth in years. That's Sophie's problem. And that's the problem I have with her, is I feel like she's not progressing as a person. They're not writing her as progressing. And I feel like an individual where she's at, I think she would have progressed a little, even if for just a tiny moment to take a stand in that restaurant with Kate.
Yeah.
Just a little bit of, would give the audience so much and give us a little more empathy for her, but they make her so hard to like and relate to.
Yeah.
So that's what I struggle with Sophie. But that's okay.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. Like you said, maybe we'll learn more in flashbacks, and maybe by the end of the season, I'll be like, okay, they made us wait, but it was worth it.
Right.
I don't know.
We'll find out. We're hoping. We're crossing our fingers. Okay, so I know we started a little bit late, which means we have a little less time. I'm so sorry. Let's get into our special segment.
Yes.
Hashtag badass beast. So we always start with a real badass beast, and then we talk about who our badass beast was for this episode. So have yours ready in the chat. Be prepared to type away because we want to know who yours is too.
Yes. Okay. So our real life badass beast, you guys, goes to these two brides. They lifted 253 pound barbell for a badass wedding photo. So the article starts, till deadlift do us part. Before exchanging vows at Brooklyn's Prospect Park Boathouse in September, Zena Hernandez, 27, and Lisa Yang, 28, made it clear they're capable of doing the heavy lifting needed in a marriage by doing three deadlifts of a 253-pound barbell. An image of the two blushing brides absolutely killing it has now gone viral. It was meant to not only be a symbol of unity, but also a statement, Hernandez told Insider. Individually, we are strong, capable women, but together we are stronger. The pair, both Olympic-style weightlifters, were capable of lifting the 253-pound weight individually, but decided to go easy on themselves on the big day, and by lifting the weight that is light by their standards, they were able to avoid warming up and could do it in their gowns. Badass.
Okay, first of all,
the picture is amazing.
The fact that they could both do it individually, like, what?
I can't even lift half my weight, probably. I don't even know what like, I can lift. I feel like you could lift, Alexander.
I mean, you're strong. I definitely use weights. I don't keep track of, like, I've never tried to be like, what's the heaviest I can lift? I just, like, start throwing the little, I sound so knowledgeable, don't I? I throw little things on the bar.
Those things?
Those little plate things?
Weigh stuff?
Yeah.
Those are good.
And then I just start lifting. I'm like, oh, this looks like fun. So anyhow.
They're a beautiful couple, so shout out to them. Because yes. That is a badass, strong, beautiful yes. couple.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's get into some news and gossip. This week, I wanted to focus a little bit on Mary. I don't know why.
Oh, I like your English
accent.
Thank
you. Maybe because it makes me think of Mary Poppins. Oh. So instead of Mary Poppins, we are going to be focusing on this lovely lady. If you are looking at, our television screen, you're not. You're looking at your computer screen. Anyhow, so wanted to talk a little bit about Mary because I didn't realize she's been on a lot of stuff. And the really cool thing about her is the fact that first of all, she was on You. And I'd watched all of that. I didn't even realize that was her.
Who was she on You?
Nicole King.
Her friend.
Yes.
Oh my God, that was her.
Yeah.
Oh, I loved her.
But what's even cooler, because, you know, we always compliment her on her acting ability and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And I like to see people's history, where they've been, where they're going, all the good stuff. She was a part of something that ABC does every year. And it's this, like, search that they do for actors and writers. And it's called ABC Discovers. They do it in LA and they do it in New York. And they do a big showcase. What they do is, I've submitted to this, actually.
Pick LA.
I know, right? Next year. But what you do is basically they put several different scripts online. They're really short, like one scene. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the writer's process is. I'm assuming you write something and you submit it to them. But either way, you have only three to choose from. And everybody who submits, which is like thousands of people across the U.S. submit. And you pick one of the three, you tape yourself doing the scene, and you submit it into ABC. So that tells you anything. The odds of getting picked are sort of slim.
Yes.
Means there's a lot of competition. Well, she got picked in 2017. She also in the history is Randall Park from Fresh Off the Boat. He was part of the alumni of that, not necessarily the same year. Lupita.
Wow.
I cannot say her last name. Lupita.
Lupita Nyong'o.
Thank you.
Thanks, Vito.
Somebody. There's some really heavy hitters that you see on television all the time, and you'd be like, no way. But that's how they got discovered. So she got picked. Obviously, her tape got picked. She was part of this showcase that they held where a bunch of agents, managers, casting directors, all those people show up after they do workshops with the ABC people after they're picked. And then they go from there. So it's really cool to see that she got picked and now she is working, you know, steadily working, and she's definitely very talented. So she'd been working on her craft for a while. She just needed the opportunity, and it was given to her. She also did ice skate for a little while because she wanted to be an Olympic ice skater. She comes from a singing background, a dance background. Wow. She is just all over the place.
I wonder if she's so awesome. She's very talented.
But we also have a very lovely video that we're going to go ahead and play, which is from her Instagram. And it's just her at a dance studio doing a little something something. She's obviously not... Oh my gosh,
that's Britney moves.
Yeah.
That's like, dang. Give me more.
Very jazzy, very Fosse. But yeah, having a good time, and obviously she can move, so that's pretty cool to know that. And really, if you take the time to get to know different actors, whatever your favorite actor is, we tend to put them in a box and forget the fact mm-hmm. that artists, a lot of times, are artists across the board, and you discover all these cool talents. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh my God, how much talent could fit into one body? It's so cool. So cool. Anyhow,
that's awesome.
So that is my news and gossip. We got to focus a little bit on Nicole Kidding.
Yay!
Now it is time for... Prediction.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
As I wave my chip nails at all of you guys, please ignore.
I looked at mine. I'm like, oh, I have nothing.
So we didn't get much in the teaser for next week's episode outside of like some betrayal and, mm-hmm. you know, what else is new. But do we have any predictions for the future? What are your predictions?
Predictions.
Skirt! Forgot.
Badass Beast.
Thank you.
I was going to do that after.
Yeah.
We'd be like, Allie?
Go ahead, tell me yours, and if there's any in the chat.
Mine is Julia. Seems like we got a lot of Julia for badass. Julia
fun.
Pennyworth. So coming on the scene, being a badass. I think the actor that played her killed mm-hmm. it. She did a great job. And the chemistry she has with Kate is just far surpasses the chemistry that Kate has with Sophie. So I think it was pretty interesting to watch.
Okay.
So also adding into predictions, I predict that this won't be the last that we see of Julia. And
fun.
They'll team up some more. But yeah, most people in the chat are saying Julia.
Cool.
By the way, I did find out that some people are suggesting Kennyworth for the ship name.
That's Ooh. Way cute. You guys killed it again in
nice.
The chat.
Nice. Well, actually, my badass beast is Kate, and that is because of the way she stood up to the restaurant owner who was trying mm-hmm. to kick her out for dumb stuff, talking about her sneakers are the reason why she needs to leave, and she took the time to be like, actually, homeboy over there has sneakers on too, so it can't be because of that. And the fact that she even took it to the next level and shouted really loud in the restaurant was like, if you have a problem with gay people, and everyone was like, yeah. Anyhow, and then she, after he's like, enjoy your food. No, you know what? I'm cool. I'm good. I'm out.
She just spilled the wine.
Right. But makes him look, anyway, I just, again, she stood up for herself. She's constantly mm-hmm. doing that. So she is my badass beast.
Yeah.
Now we can get into predictions.
Yay. Well, I already gave mine. So I guess what are yours?
Predictions.
How dare you interrupt Sir Richard Wentworth?
I have to.
So anyhow, predictions. I predict that Sophie is going to continue to live a lie and obviously be with her husband. Eventually, she's going to show her unhappiness, even though she doesn't mean to. And her husband's going to pick up on that vibe because mm-hmm. people are not stupid and they have instinct. Well, women have the gut thing. I'm not a guy. I don't know. But I'm told women are a little more instinctual. Mm-hmm. No offense. So I don't know. But I think that he's going to start to feel it, and he's going to end up dumping her. She's going to go to Kate, and Kate's going to be like, honey, I don't want leftovers.
Because mm-hmm, me and Julia are very happy together. We have all the chemistry.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah. All right. Predictions in the chat.
Predictions in the chat. Elizabeth is predicting that I think Kate is going to have to take down Alice, and Julia will return in later episodes and get back together with her. I like your prediction, Elizabeth. Brandon says, predictions, Mary will find out that Kate is Batwoman, and she will be thrilled. Kate and Jacob will both give up on Alice for the unending crazy. I also think we will get a tease for Crisis. Because we're not back to the first. We get a little break.
Right.
We'll miss you guys.
A bat break.
Yeah.
Well, having said that, we do have a long break, which means we have a holiday. So thank you guys for joining us up until then. I'm going to turn it to the front because we both want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Happy Tofurkey Day, if you're like me. Mm-hmm. and continue the conversation because this is such a long break. You can find us on social media. Find me on Instagram at yours truly, Allie Kona, with underscores in between each word. And let me know if you do follow me. Just comment on whatever. I don't care what you say. But just let me know, hey, I'm from Batwoman. And I'll be like, yay!
Yay! You can also follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Jolene Lunzer. I'll see you guys there.
All right.
Bye.
See you later. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV.
Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.